when the sun shines down.
That's Billy Meisner and the Shadow Songs. 28 past 8 right now.
Appetite. The new IBM Copier 2 eats right out of your hand faster than you may be able to feed it. 6 seconds for the first copy, 2.4 seconds for every copy after that. And they all match the original. It's hungry, so don't keep it waiting. The IBM Copier 2, another part of the word processing system from IBM.
Greg Poole with the news in a minute and a half. Bid you welcome. That's the Brass Ringer doing with some more music after the 8:30 news. Coming right up with Greg Poole. We'll see you in three. CKEY, dial 590, Radio Toronto. Whether you're or small business or store, or simply face the problems of keeping up with all the work around your house this summer, you could use a little help. And you won't find better value for your money than student help. Right, Kathy?
Right. Students do a good job of serving the public. So think of us for temporary sales help as extra waitresses, clerical help, or camp helpers. We want to be useful.
The boys feel the same way. My name's Randy. I do a great job of cutting grass and trimming hedges. And going up ladders doesn't scare me. We can pump gas, make deliveries, you name it. We're ready and able.
University, college, and high school students are willing. Give them a working chance this summer. Invest in Ontario futures. You'll get excellent value. This summer, hire a student. Their future is yours.
A message from the Ontario Youth Secretariat.
Good morning. This is Greg Poole with the 8:30 News Highlights. Police are investigating the second shooting at the same Scarborough home in West Hill in the past 3 days.
Four men jumped 23-year-old Raymond Scott and Dennis Barton when they returned to their rented home at 100 Beech Grove Drive in Scarborough last night. Barton suffered shotgun wounds in the leg and back, and both he and Barton were beaten with a tire iron and baseball bat. The four men made their escape after abducting two girls who had also come to the home. However, a short time later, their car collided with a truck. One of the men was knocked unconscious, his three friends fled, and the girls called police. In custody is an Aurelia man, 20-year-old Ronald Hardy. And on Monday of this week, at that same Beech Grove Drive home, five men fired several shots into windows and doors and escaped. This is John Uano reporting from police headquarters.
Portuguese-speaking confidence men have conned at least $15,000 from members of Toronto's Portuguese community over the past 4 months. The latest victim lost $6,000 to two men who persuaded him to withdraw the money from his bank with a story of aiding the poor. Sid Brown, the president of the Canadian Police Association, has announced that policemen right across Canada are aiming for salaries of at least $13,000 for first-class constables in 1974. And provincial treasurer John White brings down his budget this afternoon. New Democratic members of the legislature say one of the items in the budget will be a 2% increase in the sales tax, putting it at 7%. That's the news. The forecast for Toronto after this.
Hey, Bill, where are you going on your vacations?
I don't really know yet. You know, I want to go somewhere, though, where I can just relax and enjoy the drive. And where betting the kids can see lots and
sounds
do lots.
Sounds to me like you're talking the States.
The States?
New York State, to be exact.
Yeah.
You know, New York State's practically in our own backyard.
Right.
I mean, last year, we just drove down the 401 past Kingston. Mm-hmm. Stopped off for a really relaxing boat trip through the Thousand Islands. Toured through the Finger Lakes region, then through the Adirondack Mountains.
Hey.
Really gorgeous scenery.
Right.
We even took an elevator ride right to the top of a mountain. And then we went to the North Pole Village. You know, Santa Claus, reindeer, Santa's
yeah,
elf.
Sure.
The kids loved it. Of course, I fished a lot along the way. And we came back so relaxed. The people we met were very friendly, and it was...
John, you know, I think that this summer I just may take my holidays in New York State. Where can I get some maps and brochures and stuff?
For more information, write United States Vacations, Box 2720, Station A, Toronto. This summer, come on over to the States for a friendly vacation that's a bit different.
Well, here's the official three-day forecast from the CKEY Weather Center. Today, sunny, except for some high cloudiness this afternoon. We'll have a high in the low 40s. Tonight, clear and chilly, a low between 25 and 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit warmer, a high near 50 degrees tomorrow. Then for Saturday, the third day, increasing cloudiness, little change in temperature. And for Sunday, showers with near seasonable temperatures. Repeating today's weather, mostly sunny, we'll have a high in the low 40s. The present temperature in Midtown Toronto is 35 degrees, up 3 degrees in the past hour. Those were news highlights and the weather. This is Greg Poole, news next at 9 o'clock on CKEY in Toronto. First with the news in Ontario, 27 minutes before 9.
A little bananas music. I'm going bananas with Jackie Mittu. It's 24 to 9. Keith Rich, good morning again. Getting a little spring fever? Well, it's hard inside. You don't get spring fever walking around out there yet. It's too cold for that. But inside, looking at the blue sky and the sunshine, there's a lot of yawning going on around here, I noticed this morning. Maybe tomorrow, when it gets up around 50, we can get spring fever legally outside. There were three games in the WHA playoffs last night. The Jets defeated the Fighting Saints 3-2 after overtime. Los Angeles down Houston 3-2. And Cleveland defeated Philadelphia 6-2 to eliminate the Blazers from the playoffs. One game tonight, New England plays Ottawa in Toronto. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Montreal at Buffalo. And that'll be an interesting game to watch. Philadelphia at Minnesota. Chicago and New York open their semifinal series in Chicago. Hank Aaron hit his 674th home run of his career last night, leaving him only 40 short of Babe Ruth's all-time home run record. Aaron hit the home run in the sixth inning as the Atlanta Braves defeated the Padres 8-1. It's 23 to 9 o'clock. There's more than ample parking at Exhibition Park in Toronto this year for the National Home Show. But if you prefer not to drive, the GO trains stop at the exhibition station throughout the show, and there's regular TTC service into the park. Also, the Bathurst streetcar goes right to the door. So if you'd like to see how you can improve your home, get the hang of it at the Home Show. On now until Saturday, April 14, Coliseum, Exhibition Park. Bob Rice for Uniroyal.
Inbound on the Queen Elizabeth Way, starting to taper off, still slow, Kipling through Royal York Road, and then onto the Gardner. Expect a slowdown in the vicinity of Jameson Avenue. At times, it goes back about as far as the Boulevard Club. Slow getting off on the Yonge Street ramp from the Gardner. Lakeshore, not too bad this morning whatsoever. 427 looks good. 401 eastbound, south of Toronto International. Two-car accident on the right-hand shoulder. It's backed up west of Dixie, and here's Diane.
Well, we're certainly having our problems on the 401 between the Parkway and Leslie due to the closing of these both center core lanes. We had an earlier accident, which is gone now, but westbound at Leslie, it's still quite heavily backed up to Warden and the Collectors. Also, in the core lanes, it's quite heavily backed up to about Victoria Park. Parkway southbound, it's still busy, Lawrence, through to Pottery Road. York Mills westbound is now solid. Victoria Park over to the Parkway due to this problem. And Shepherd westbound solid, Leslie to Bayview. Bayview southbound still busy at Post Road, and that's it for Uniroyal Tires.
And that brings us right around to 21 and a half minutes to 9.
My wife just told me we'll be needing a family car pretty soon. Was I proud? So I picked up the phone and called Canada Trust. Talked to them about one of their dial-a-wagon loans. I got it. And just think, I'm going to be the father of a brand new station wagon.
We'd like to get you along. Canada Trust.
Here's that high Old Man River, Norman Candler. To help you along your way this morning, CKY time is 21 to 9. Old Man River, Norman Candler's band at 19 minutes to 9 now.
All the way down, boys, all the way down.
Formosa Spring introduces Keg Draft. Ontario's first draft ale in bottles. Custom brewed for real draft taste and smoothness all the way down.
Partners divided their fortune in half. One took the money, the other keg draft.
All the way down, boys, all the way down. Keg draft ale, all the way down.
The Mimosa Spring brews keg draft to give you the real draft taste you like. A smooth, easy drinking draft that won't fill you up. Easy drinking draft all the way down. Pick up a case today.
A friend of mine runs the museum out on Uxbridge. We have an Uxbridge museum, you know. He lost his job. He was telling me the other day to the clerk down at the unemployment office how he lost his job. He said everything was going fine out there in Uxbridge until they got to that about a $30,000 vase they were very proud of in the museum out there, and they asked me to identify the name H.T. Rouleau. On the bottom, the clerk said, well, and you couldn't? And the curator said, no, I could. It was Woolworth spelt backwards. So much for the museum out there. Have we got time for... That's not a true story. You don't believe that, do you? But I do. Here's Bobby Vinton. And Fred C. Dobbs will be phoning in any minute now.
I don't know why I love you, but I do.
Vinton, here at CKEY, where we check the time for you. It's exactly 8:45.
A lot of business and professional people need telephone answering service, but are not sure which system to choose, live or automatic. At TAS Communications, we're in the best position to help you decide, because we're number one in both. For about 5 cents an hour, we can provide you with a trained telephone secretary to answer for you when you're out. Courteously, accurately, and as efficiently as if you'd answered yourself. But many TAS clients opt for one of our Tassomatic answering systems that answers automatically in your own voice. And either system can be extended with Paget, the talking radio pocket pager with a citywide range. Which telephone answering system is best for you? Ask TAS, because only TAS puts it all together.
For full information without obligation, call TAS at 483-1175. That's 483-1175 for TAS Communication Service. Here's Diane.
I'm checking with the Ontario Motor League and inbound to the city on the Queenie. It's busy from Islington through to Royal York Road. Also Gardner eastbound. It's slow in around Jameson and the exit ramp to York Street. An accident, two-car accident rather, at eastbound 401 just south of Toronto International. It's causing a backup well past Dixie Road. 427-400 in good shape, and here's Bob.
Well, I think it's going to take at least a few days to get used to this change at the top of the Don Valley Parkway on 401, where they have closed the through lanes, as we've been mentioning ever since Monday. Unfortunately, what they did not mention in the press release was they were also closing two exit ramps from Leslie onto the freeway, and it's putting quite a strain on Shepherd Avenue. Also, northbound traffic is affected. This is due to an earlier accident we had about 7:15 this morning, but it completely annihilated that 401 as far as it goes through the remainder of at least this morning's rush hour. Backed up northbound on the 401 from York Mills onto the westbound lanes. It doesn't pick up until you're clear of Leslie Street in the westbound collector lanes. Eastbound looks good. Good news, though, southbound Parkway, due to the small filtration of traffic through that artery, it's moving very well at the limit right down past Eglinton. That'll do it for now for Uniroyal Tire.
And it's 13-9 now.
It's Super Save Drug Mart's gigantic money-saving sale, with department after department jam-packed with super savings. But don't hurry. It'll still be going for your great-grandchildren, because Super Save Drug Mart's is committed to bring you super savings every day. So don't just save, super save.
Super Save Drug Mart. Super Save Drug Mart.
Super Save at your Super Save Drug Mart store. We're the one that saves you more.
And over to the Ford Hotel to say good morning on this sunny Thursday to Fred Dobbs. Good morning, Fred.
Yeah, Joe Morgan said it. I'm going to say it to her. You all set?
Oh, go ahead, Fred.
Hang on to your wig there, and you better hold on to Carl. You know, someone might come down and throttle Carlisle.
Oh, they wouldn't do that, would they? You think that's pretty funny, don't you? What's he doing?
No, not really.
Is he driving Robarts crazy or something?
Well, I'll tell you, Robarts gets under the bed every time now. No, Loblaws has proved one thing to us. The price was not right.
Yeah, well, all right.
You don't want to dwell on that, eh?
Well, I'm just so happy that the prices of meat...
I've stayed up all night to throw that one at you, you know?
Did you?
Just to kind of get your shorts in a knot, you know? Jeez, you should have seen me doing my MC chores last night at this fashion show.
Over at the Westbury.
Oh, boy, sir.
Did you have fun?
Well, I'll tell you, there was 700 there. Jammed into the ballroom, and I could say something about that, and I ain't gonna say it was packed.
It wasn't, yeah.
And the first microphone I put my mitts on didn't work.
Yeah.
Then I put my foot in it. I called the Toronto Star's fashion writer, Stacy Evasuk.
Yeah.
I says, he's here. No, and it's a woman.
Yes,
know?
That's right.
So that kind of was a boo-boo, and I never give no one a chance to stand. I guess I left a couple of people. But I got them all settled down, you know. One game old stick was running around later when the music was on, singing I've Got You Under My Wrinkles, you know. Yeah, that's right. And then I heard a fella saying, well, I haven't really broken up with her, Si. I'm just playing out my option, if you know what I mean. And then another one says he hates to... He come up to a girl real smooth-like, you know. Oh, he was a slippery-looking article. He says, I hate to see young girls like yourself hanging around the bar here. She gives him a big smile. Not a come-on.
Yeah.
And then he says, why don't we go up to my place? I got a thought for the day for
well,
you.
Well, better hurry up, Fred. Go ahead.
Geez, I can't toss money around foolishly no more, Keith.
What happened?
I got a government to support. I'll be talking to you.
See you tomorrow, Fred.
All right.
5:90 time is 10 to 9.
Dear, I'd like to build you some garden furniture, but you know I'm not good with my hands.
Black and Decker power tools are good with your hands.
Huh?
I read it in the do-it-yourself section of Reader's Digest. Black and Decker power tools are good with your hands. Black and Decker has 50 years experience designing high-quality tools that are easy to handle.
You're giving me courage.
And there's a brand new Black and Decker drill that has variable speed and will go in reverse.
Uh-huh.
That means you can use it as a drill or a screwdriver.
Hmm.
Costs less than $30. And a new 3/4 horsepower router.
Uh-huh.
And the Black and Decker dealer has special values on sanders, jigsaws, circular saws, mm-hmm. a new drill bit sharpener.
Make a list of things you want me to build, and I'll see you later.
Black & Decker Power Tools, available at Aikenhead Hardware and Beaver Lumber Stores, Wilco Department Stores, and the Kmart Stores. A little waltz for you this morning. It's 8:30 to 9 now on CKUY. Good morning. 35 degrees, heading up to 45. Shatner and the Waltz of the Flowers. It's 6 to 9 now.
Toronto is blooming with women, and the Star helps them get more out of life. Listen.
Stacia Evasic, fashion writer for the Star's family section.
Styles change so fast today that women don't want clothes that last forever. To achieve certain looks, to keep up with the changing times, it's important to know the incoming fashion trends.
Anne Wanstall, food writer for the Star's family section.
The Canadian consumer is the business manager of her home. And must keep abreast of a changing marketplace that affects her pocketbook and the health of her family. It's my job to give her that information and to suggest ideas that will make family meals nutritious and enjoyable.
Helen Worthington, columnist for the Star's family section.
It's the age of the new woman. And if you want to find out what she's all about, try reading about her in my column in the Star.
All this, plus social news, recipes, personalities, horoscope, childcare, and Ann Landers.
There's more for you in the Star every day. For convenient home delivery, call 367-2112.
Way out east, it's cool. The west is warm. It's 28 in Halifax, 35 in St. John's, 24 in Fredericton this morning. They're getting some snow there. 23 in Montreal, 19 at Winnipeg, and then gradually warming up as you head further west. 35 in Regina, 46 in Calgary. They were the warmest spot in Canada again yesterday, getting up into the 60s. It's 43 in Edmonton this morning, getting some rain. 48 in Vancouver. Down in New York, it's 36. Same in Chicago, 55 in Miami, and the same in Los Angeles. Our temperature's around 35, 36 degrees, with a day filled with sunshine, and the same tomorrow. Tomorrow, we hope it's going to warm up a little bit. 4.5 to 9 right now. And we'll wrap it up, I guess, for a very busy Thursday morning for Uniroyal. First, here's Diane.
Well, Keith, things are tapering off quite nicely in the East End. I've just checked with the Ontario Motor League. An inbound on the Queenie, still a bit busy from Islington through to Royal York, and the Gardiner has now eased off, just a minor slowdown in around Jameson. Earlier accident out at 401 eastbound, just south of Toronto International. Still a heavy backup to Dixie Road. 427, the rest of the 401 is good, and 400 are in excellent shape. So this is the type of day that you wish you'd never have to go into work, because it's gorgeous out. Have a good day, everyone. Good morning, Keith. Good morning, Bob Ray.
Good morning, Diane. As far as it goes southbound Parkway, it's moving very well this morning, but northbound, expect to slow up at the top of the Parkway, getting onto 401 westbound. This is, of course, due to the closing of both the center, east and westbound center core lanes on the freeway, and it's going to take, as I mentioned before, a couple of days to get this one figured out and your timing down pat to at least avoid this snag that we're into this morning. The westbound lane still busy from a little bit east of the Parkway through to about Leslie Street, and then they pick up. That does it for this morning. We're back again this afternoon, 4 o'clock, for Uniroyal Tires, leading a great driver value, and have a very good day.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Diane. It's about 3 minutes to nine now.
My friend bought a Mazda, then he dropped out of sight, so he wrote me a letter to tell of his plight. He said, when you're driving, Mazda makes you smile, so smooth and quiet, you go mile after mile. Piston engine goes, but the Mazda goes. You stand on the throttle, the engine comes alive, you fly down the highway in super drive. It's built to travel, hour after hour, you just cruise in comfort with rotary power. Piston engine goes, but the Mazda goes. Well, I drove so far that blessed my soul. Before I knew it, I was passing North Pole. But don't you worry about my Mazda getting off the track. I'm on a cruise through Europe before I come back. Yes, sir. Piston engine goes, but the Mazda goes.
Moving on. Here's the brass ring here at 2 minutes to nine. Keith Rich wishing you a happy, sun-filled day. Hope happy things happen. We'll be back with some happy music for you. Happy, happy, happy. After the news and the weather and the sport, morning report with Greg Poole at nine here at CKEY, Toronto. It's 9 o'clock, and time for CKEY's morning report of news, weather, and sports.
Good morning, this is Greg Poole. First, a look at the weather. Another beautiful day, but continuing on the cool side. Sunny skies all day. We'll have a high in the low 40s. Winds today will be out of the north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. The present temperature in Midtown Toronto is 37 degrees, up 2 degrees in the past hour. I'll be back with the news in just a minute.
Stiller and Mira. When I say a word, you say the first thing that comes into your mind.
Yes, doctor.
You ready?
Yes.
Sofa.
Slip cupboard.
Chair.
Electric.
Love.
Eugene Gustafesta? It was the seventh grade, in the cloakroom. It was beautiful. You know, Eugene looked a little like you, doctor.
A mustache in the seventh grade? Fish.
Blue Nun.
Blue what?
Blue Nun. Blue Nun wine. It's a white wine that's perfect with fish.
Okay, meat.
Blue Nun.
Are you out of your mind? You just told me Blue Nun was for fish.
That's what's so great about Blue Nun. It's a delicious white wine that's correct with any dish. Lobster or shrimp or steak, even pot roast.
Pot roast.
Doctor, what's wrong? All I said was pot roast.
Mother.
Mother?
Oh, did my mother make a pot roast?
Pull yourself together, doctor.
Let me tell you about my mother. She chopped up a little onion, some carrot, a sprig of parsley, and cooked it in a half a cup of
Blue Nun. Got it. The delicious white wine that's correct with any dish.
Let it all out, doctor.
And now the news. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, Ontario Treasurer John White brings down his budget, his first since taking over the new portfolio in January. Donald MacDonald, the former Ontario New Democratic Party leader and now his party's finance critic, added fuel to speculation of a tax increase by forecasting that Mr. White would announce an increase in provincial sales tax to 7% from 5%. CKEY News will bring you the budget details beginning at 4 p.m. Sid Brown, president of the Metro and the Canadian Police Association, says first-class constables are aiming for salaries of at least $13,000 next year. He says policemen need at least a 6% pay hike to catch up with the inflation trend.
The president of the Consumer Association of Canada, Marion Brecken, denounced the 7% sales tax on domestic heating and lighting.
No, I'm appalled at the thought that it covers heat and light, especially in Canada, in this climate. Heat and light are absolute necessities and shouldn't be covered by tax, especially a 7%.
Marion Brecken, the president of the Consumer Association of Canada. Toronto Mayor David Crombie said using a sales tax to provide municipalities with added revenue wasn't perhaps the best way to ease the local tax burden, but nevertheless, he's in agreement with the measure.
A very good thing because it gives us money, which is unrestricted in terms of its use, and therefore allows us to set our priorities with it. And as a consequence, it supports the principle of block funding, if you like, from the province to the municipality. It's unfortunate that we have to use a sales tax for that purpose because it's not quite as a progressive a tax as income tax. However, I think in the main, the provincial government has done a good job in that respect.
Mayor David Crombie. 19 people are believed dead following the collision of two U.S. planes in midair south of San Francisco tonight. One survivor was found lying near the burning wreckage of a U.S. Navy turbojet and a NASA space agency plane and was rushed to hospital. 12 people, including several scientists, are believed to have been aboard the space agency craft. So far, only 5 bodies have been recovered. Several people were eyewitnesses to the crash. Mrs. W.R. Boynhammer was driving along a freeway next to a municipal golf course where the planes went down. She described what she saw.
We were going down the freeway, and one of the smaller planes had just gone over the freeway, and I said to the boys, my sons, that looks awfully low, and then I said, here comes two more, and I said, now this one in front, which was the big one, is going to land because his landing lights are on, that's what I thought, and I said, there's one in the back that's awfully close, and then I looked again, and I said, they're going to hit. And just as I said that, they hit. So I pulled off the freeway and watched all the flames and all of that. And 4 golfers were standing maybe within 50 feet, and they ran away as the plane crashed. And then it was maybe 5 or 6 minutes later, a golfer, not one of the original 4, but came off from another direction, and took his golf club and tried to break in the front windows of the larger plane. But, of course, he had no success, and we were all praying he could get in, but he couldn't. And then finally it was maybe 5 more minutes before the fire trucks were there, and they had to use axes to break in the front window. And so we were able to stay maybe 5 minutes longer, and we didn't see them pull anyone out, and then the police told us to leave.
An eyewitness to the crash of 2 U.S. planes tonight near San Francisco. Mayor Crombie today rejected suggestions by Metro politicians that applicants for Ontario housing fulfill a 1-year residency requirement. Mr. Crombie made the statement before a meeting of the Provincial Task Force on Housing. CKEY's Carol Galt was there and sends us this report.
In a brief submitted to the task force, Metro suggested some boroughs are getting what they consider to be more than their share of public housing, and they'd like to encourage more low-cost housing in other areas of the province. At present, Metro is, according to Metro Chairman Ab Campbell, a magnet attracting people as far away as Nova Scotia because he says they hear they can get subsidized housing here. Mayor Crombie feels there should be a more even distribution of low-cost housing throughout Metro and doesn't favor residency requirements as a means of controlling the ghettoization the boroughs fear.
And their reaction to that is that they are simply going to have 2 weapons to sort of board that off. And one is the residency requirement, which I think is not a fruitful thing, because I think people come to Toronto and I think you get little checkpoint Charlies around it.
The mayor said the city wants to emphasize rehabilitation of existing housing for low-income use and cited as an example part of the just-approved Dundas-Sherburn housing project. Carol Galt, CKEY News.
The student union of Ryerson Polytechnical Institute today expressed confidence in the administration of President Mordell. In a prepared statement, student union president Marc Belanger said the council did not condone the recent firing of 48 maintenance workers at Ryerson and called on Mordell to change his style of administration within 6 months.
Students union of Ryerson Polytechnical Institute does not support the firing or resignation of President Mordell. However, if the students' union feels that the president has not altered his style of administration in 6 months, the union will call a referendum of its members concerning student confidence in the president.
What does this do exactly?
That gives the man 6 months to change his methods and his style of administration, or else we're going to go to the students and ask them what they feel about the present administration.
The student union also demanded a full investigation into the decision-making processes of Ryerson's various governing bodies and administration. A spokesman for the committee to stop the firings denounced the student union vote of confidence and called for Mordell's dismissal by the Board of Governors, which meets this Saturday to discuss the situation. A young woman threw a chemical into the face of a 68-year-old Toronto man today in an unsuccessful attempt to rob him of a bank deposit. Walter Singer, an employee of Italian Products at the Ontario Food Terminal, was taking $5,000 in cash and checks in a briefcase to a bank. A woman threw the chemical into his face and grabbed the briefcase, but Mr. Singer would not let go. She threw the liquid a second time, but still he resisted. Mr. Singer was taken to hospital to have his eyes treated. Finance Minister John Turner today presented the Commons with a general review of the Canadian economy, which forecasts a 7% real growth in the gross national product. The review said that if the real growth figure amounts to 7%, unemployment should decline. The executive director of the Canadian Council of Social Development says a guaranteed annual income in Canada may not be far away. Reuben Bates said in London, Ontario tonight that Welfare Minister Marc Lalonde will likely commit the government to the establishment of a guaranteed annual income soon. He added that such a commitment could come within a few days. Crewmen aboard the Queen Elizabeth II report they have been offered about $125 in danger money for a cruise to Israel. The ship is now docked at Southampton, England, amid the tightest security precautions seen at a British port in peacetime. The liner will sail for Israel on Sunday. Aboard will be 1,700 Jews from the United States, Britain, and Europe, who will join in the 25th anniversary celebrations of the founding of Israel. A telephone message available to Metro citizens from an organization called the Western Guard has been labeled as racist and could become the subject of court action. Brad Franklin reports.
Toronto's black community is trying to start legal action against the Western Guard, an ultra-right-wing organization, because of a racist telephone message. The message is one of the pre-taped variety, which you can hear by dialing a certain telephone number. And in it, the Guard advocates fighting for the white race and decries a situation in which it says that white women are being led into sex with black racists. Contrast, a Toronto newspaper serving the black community, tried to have Bell Canada take the service out, but this didn't work. Bell's public relations director, Mel James, told me why.
We feel that we provide the channels of communication, but we're in a very difficult position when it comes to censoring what is over our network. The problem is that, you see, this message, if it was actually called out to customers, would be quite different than the fact. But the fact is that people have to call a number in order to obtain the racist message. But that makes quite a difference as we interpret it.
Now a lawyer, Charles Roach, has been retained to handle the case, and he's asked the provincial attorney general to bring charges under the hate propaganda section of the criminal code. However, the message is still going over the phone lines, and the black community has been, by one report, on the verge of violence over the whole matter. This is Brad Franklin reporting.
And in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, Montreal took Buffalo 4-2. Montreal wins the best of seven quarterfinal 4-2. New York over Chicago 4-1. New York leads the best of seven semifinal 1-0. And after two periods of play, it's Philadelphia leading Minnesota 3-1. In the WHA, New England 7, Ottawa 3. New England leads the best of seven quarterfinal 3-1. Turning to baseball in the American League, New York shut out Cleveland 5-0. Chicago 6, Oakland 3. Baltimore shut out Detroit 1-0. It was Texas 3, Kansas City 0. In the National League, New York edged St. Louis 2-1. San Francisco downed Houston 9-3. Montreal 5, Philadelphia 3. Pittsburgh shut out Chicago 6-0. Now, from the CKEY Consumers Desk, here is Lynn Gordon. Today's topic, fly-by-night driveway paving contractors.
Consumers planning to have their driveways paved this spring should watch out. The paving industry is still plagued with a large number of fly-by-nighters who leave behind a trail of substandard driveways and discontented consumers as they disappear at the end of the season. An investigator with the Consumer Protection Bureau, Jerry Haynes, tells me that the Bureau received 500 complaints against pavers last year.
the largest number of complaints against any one trade. You can recognize these pavers by their low prices and non-existent contracts, Mr. Haynes says.
Well, one of the things which we are quite concerned with are the number of people who we generally class as fly-by-nighters. So they may have worked in the trade with some other paver for a while. They strike out on their own. They acquire a truck. They rent some equipment. They set themselves up in business. Now, they're basically interested in the flow of cash, and they start early in the spring around this time to go around and